Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We got to go out to Joe DeMarco. I wanted to bring Joe in. Joe's the president of Wings of Hope. And do we have Joe on the live line?
Yes, I'm here.
Joe, thanks for joining us. I know we did the Cigar Festival live from your place out in Orchard Park there a few weeks ago. We had the opportunity to bring you on, and you have been, you really helped a very close friend of my family, a young man who unfortunately recently passed away of brain cancer, Max Williams, and very close to my daughter. But you guys were awesome at bringing him back and forth to Minnesota, and the family was just so grateful. And so I said, we got to figure out how to help these guys more. And I know you've got some goals and some things that you're trying to do to be able to, you know, work with kids and bring them back and forth and get them help. And maybe you could just share some stories on Wings of Hope and then what you're trying to do. And then, you know, we could talk about the plane fund as well.
Yeah, Max, when I met you with Maxton's, unfortunately, sad situation to meet you like that. But you know, we did what we could for the family, you know, flying them back to Minneapolis. And, for people that don't know, we provide patients and their families that need to care. And it really doesn't matter what their means are. I mean, we fly. It doesn't matter if if you have money or you don't have money. If you're sick, you really shouldn't get on a regular plane. So we're providing a free, germ-free flight. And actually, I'm in Teterboro right now. We're here on a regular basis for hospitals out here, Memorial Sloan Kettering and Hospital for Special Surgery. So, you know, we're lucky in Buffalo. We have great hospitals, but there's other care that's not available in Buffalo, and that's where we come in.
Could you share the story about the wedding you were just in?
No, it wasn't a wedding I was in. It was
Didn't somebody ask you to be in the wedding? The young lady that you brought back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, asked her to give her away at her wedding. Yeah, that was pretty special. So she was 17 years old. She found out she had a serious health condition and didn't look good for a while. And she ended up getting her transplant and she asked me to give her away. So that's one of the things we get out of being a volunteer pilot, you know, the rewards of helping people. And I think the thing I'm most proud of is we all volunteer. I mean, Wings doesn't own anything except for two planes. So everything we get goes right to our mission. And we don't expect any we don't accept any money from anybody we're flying. So there's some sad ones like Maxton, but, you know, someone will be happy ones. We're flying two little guys with neuroblastoma now out to Sloan Kettering. And anybody that follows us on Facebook, you'll see their pictures. These kids, I didn't tell Lucas I was going to let him fly on the way home, but on the way out, he asked me a couple times if I could please go upside down. I said, I don't think your mom would like that. So cute. Then he asked me if I could please go upside down. I said, no. But on the way home, after I got out of New York's airspace, I had him come up and just to see a kid who's just had major surgery, a smile on his face. So a couple of days later, his buddy Everett came home. They actually had him in the same room at MSK. And I didn't even have the plane start, and he asked if he could be the co-pilot today. And I said, well, you have to give me a little time to get out of New York's airspace here. It's a little hectic. So then, just to see these kids come up and smile. And the parents are so appreciative. You know, if anybody with cancer, you really shouldn't get on a regular plane because being around all the germs and everything is not a good idea. So you know, I've been doing this for 21 years, and, you know, half the people in our community have no idea what we do. So, you know, we're on the news, we advertise, and just, so this helps so much if we could help one family learn about our service. And it's Wings Flights of Hope.
Yeah,
Hope Wings a few Flights times, or actually is Hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're Buffalo born, and we're the only one in, you know, Western New York, and when this, we're the only one doing this type of free flights.
Yeah, wingsflights.org, right?
Correct.
Wings Flights. Okay. So you're trying to just explain about what you're trying to buy a new plane, right? To be able to bring these kids back and forth.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yep. We're getting close and we're getting excited. We're launching a social media campaign this weekend. We have about 650,000. What we want to do is we have a Piper Malibu and we want to upgrade that to a Piper Meridian. So it would give us, it's a jet prop instead of a piston engine. So we could, you know, climb twice as fast, go about 80 miles an hour faster. So with our patients, to get them there faster and to be able to climb above weather, you know, living in Buffalo, everybody knows how cloudy it is half the time. So yep, just to be able to get above the weather and half the time would be so important. You know, we'll be able to climb at 2,000 feet a minute instead of 1,000 feet a minute. So we're getting close. We're at 650,000. We need about $1 million in our plane. So we're hoping with this campaign, there might be somebody knowing, hey, this is exactly what we want to do, to try to upgrade the plane and see what their donation, what a difference it could make.
Now, to donate, they would go to wingsflight.org. Is that right?
Yep, correct. And, you know, we have some nice videos on there. If anybody wants to learn more about us, there's plenty of videos. There's an upworthy one. They had like 10 million views, and that led us to being on the Pickler and Ben show down in Nashville. And that was very nice. And, you know, got some awareness from that. But it's just hard to understand how many, so many people in Buffalo don't really know what we do.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. We're going to continue to fight and help you get the word out. I would ask our listeners, boy, even if it's $10, $5, do me a favor, go to wingsflight.org and help these folks out. I'm going to tell you this, we've got the best, WBEN's got the best listeners in the world, I believe that. And every time we ask for help, there's folks that, you know, the community's just full of givers, and they're going to help, and we're going to help, and we're going to continue to fight to try to get you this new airplane. It's going to be pretty cool. So
yeah, and that's what most of our donations are. We don't have any really big supporters. It's all just our community. I remember 21 years ago when we had like 1,200 people. My wife, we were like overwhelmed, and I said, my wife said, there's a sign somewhere, City of Good Neighbors, and we are truly blessed to be in a community like Buffalo. The other air charities, they don't have the turnout we have. They have big supporters in the big cities, but they don't have the 1,000 people that come out and support you on a smaller basis. And just proud to be in Western New York and lucky to have the support of our community.
Yep. Awesome. Joe DeMarco, thanks, buddy. Wings of Hope, wingsflight.org. If you can help them out at all, $10, $100, $5, whatever it is, they would appreciate it. And then Wings of Hope. And if you can, you know, I'm sure you're always looking for folks to volunteer and help you. And so go to the website, and I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. Joe, thanks so much, buddy. And I know we're going to get you on Saturday's show.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the chance to get the word out there.
Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. Keep up the fight.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Joe. It's pretty crazy, Mike, when you look at, you know, you don't think about this stuff until it impacts you. And your story, obviously, you shared with me a few weeks ago. It's just how many young kids, and not that it doesn't matter at any age, but kids especially, it's just like that they have to go through that, and they have to, you know, the help they need. And an organization like that's awesome because it's expensive.
Talking to Max's dad, and he was talking about, you know, you don't realize like how obviously your life is turned upside down, right? And then to be able to just get on a plane like that and to be able to go and then be back, you know, it's that one less thing that you're sort of worried about, right? You got a million things on your mind, a million things to worry about. So I would say, look at, if you had the chance, if you can, for my buddy, Max, go Max, wingsflight.org. Even if it's $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, man, I would personally appreciate that, and I would thank everybody in Western New York who has the resources and the ability to be able to do that. Again, one last time, wingsflight.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.